AMD Q1 revenue jumps 38% on data center. Intel now faces a compressed timeline on its Granite Rapids launch. Losing another 10 points of server share would force immediate price cuts across the Xeon line, something the company has avoided for 2 years. The bigger issue sits downstream. Cloud providers using AMD's latest chips can lower their instance pricing without touching margins. That shift ripples straight into how Azure and Google price their own AI workloads over the coming quarters. Samsung stops selling TVs in China. TCL and Hisense now have the runway to standardize on a single high-volume panel supply chain. That move drops their bill of materials enough to launch aggressive export pricing into Europe by early next year. Samsung's retreat also frees up retail shelf space that smaller global players like LG can claim without fighting for every placement. Watch the margin compression hit once those channels fill. Microsoft previews unified Xbox UI for all devices. One unified UI means accessory makers drop 2 separate certification tracks. That change alone cuts their development costs by roughly a third. Sony now has to decide whether to expose a similar common layer across PlayStation and PC or watch third-party hardware tilt toward the Xbox ecosystem. Cloud streaming services gain the most immediate upside since session handoff no longer requires UI translation layers. Mini's Forum launches 520-gram Panther Lake Mini PC. The 520-gram form factor plus full Intel Ultra Performance removes the last excuse for sticking with bulkier corporate desktops. Larger OEMs like Dell and Lenovo must either match that price point on their own thin clients or accept faster erosion in the education and SMB segments. Component suppliers will feel the volume spike first as Mini's Forum scales this single SKU across multiple regions. Cloudflare lays off 20% of global staff. Priorities have clearly shifted away from the broad customer base that built the business. Retained teams now focus exclusively on AI security add-ons rather than core network stability. Enterprise renewals face quieter account management, giving Akamai room to win back traffic with bundled edge promises that include guaranteed response times. Mid-market customers feel the pinch first through slower incident response. By Q3 next year, expect 2 major logos to migrate once contracts expire under the stretched SLAs. Ransomware hits 3 companies on May 8th. 3 different groups hitting targets on the same day points to shared tooling rather than coincidence. Smaller manufacturers like these often skip basic network segmentation because it disrupts production lines. That shortcut now carries direct costs in downtime and recovery that insurance carriers will no longer absorb quietly. Expect carriers to mandate air-gapped OT segments in next renewal cycle or add steep surcharges for any firm under 500 employees. Ransomware crews rotate targets faster than legacy equipment gets patched. AMD unveils Instinct MI350P with 144GB memory. The 144GB lands exactly where long context inference workloads begin to thrash on current 80GB cards. Training clusters that mix AMD and NVIDIA parts will now route those jobs preferentially to the new Instinct cards. NVIDIA faces pressure to ship higher memory Blackwell samples ahead of schedule to the same cloud providers. Otherwise, those providers standardize on AMD racks for anything above 100GB context. Power connector changes hint rack density assumptions from last year no longer hold. Zotac releases limited edition RTX 5070 GPU. Releasing only 20 units turns a mainstream GPU into a signaling exercise for supply constraints ahead. Enthusiasts who miss this drop will drive secondary market prices for the prior generation higher within days. That pressure reaches board partners who now must decide whether to match with their own limited SKUs or lose halo visibility. Every small drop reveals how little headroom remains before enterprise orders dominate allocation. Board partners will likely follow with similar numbered additions by month end. Google rolls out May 2026 Pixel update. The timing leaves Samsung scrambling to match stability on its own devices before fall launches. Developers testing against Android 16 now hit fewer crashes on Pixels, but that advantage evaporates once carriers delay the same fixes. Expect mid-tier Android phones to see higher return rates by next spring if vendors skip equivalent testing cycles. This update also tightens battery drain reports in the wild, forcing app teams to revisit background processes they thought were settled last year across multiple device classes. Qualcomm issues May security bulletin. OEMs using Snapdragon chips face a narrow window to push updates before exploit kits target the listed flaws. Carriers in Europe already flag non-compliant devices for removal from stores. Smaller vendors without dedicated security teams will likely skip the CVE-2026-DUF254 patch entirely, shifting risk to enterprise buyers who rely on those models for secure comms and compliance audits. Watch the support page of any 2024 flagship. Delays here reveal which brands treat bulletins as optional for their installed base. Apple doubles MacBook Neo production. Production planners locked extra lines for displays and silicon through year-end. Rivals shipping x86 machines now watch inventory pile up while education contracts shift toward the Neo's battery claims. Component prices for competing Ultrabooks rise once Apple's orders clear the market. Smaller PC makers face allocation delays that hit holiday builds hardest, forcing Dell to accelerate its ARM transition or lose professional workflow share by Q2. Third-party casemakers must redesign molds 6 months earlier than planned. Linux kernel 7.0.5 stable released. Distros now decide whether to fast-track these hardware tweaks into their next point releases or let server admins apply them manually. Cloud providers gain immediate gains on AMD platforms, but that widens the gap for older Intel fleets still running 6.x branches. Red Hat faces pressure to backport select patches before customers migrate workloads to distributions that ship 7.0.5 by default. The real test comes when LTS maintainers weigh stability against these performance deltas during the next certification round.